We all know that Democrats are delusional, especially the ones in public office. And one of the many symptoms of their delusions is paranoia, which is defined as an unjustified suspicion and mistrust of other people or their actions. Take, for example, Democrat Congressman Dan Goldman from New York, who is so paranoid that Donald Trump joked about running again in 2028 that he's introducing a resolution and wasting Congress's time and our tax dollars trying to get them to pass it because he's so worried that the Constitution isn't clear enough.
Today, Trump made his first visit to the House since winning the election and floated the idea of a third term, telling congressional Republicans, I suspect I won't be running again unless you say he's so good, we've got to figure something else out. Of course, he would be 82 years old and constitutionally barred.
Of course, it was a joke, you moron.
Republicans said he was joking, but we all know how Donald Trump jokes on the square. And so one congressional Democrat isn't taking any chances. Congressman Dan Goldman of New York plans to introduce a resolution clarifying the Constitution's two-term limit for presidents applies even if the terms are not consecutive.
This man may be even more delusional than Maxine Waters, who, by the way, still is a seated member of Congress.
Let me ask about this resolution. Isn't that already clear? Like, don't we already know that?
Yeah.
Yes, normal people do.
It is very clear, which is why it should be very easy for every single Republican member of Congress to vote in favor of this resolution. But Donald Trump, as you point out, Chris, has joked, quote unquote, about many different things. The same thing has been happening. He has mentioned this over and over and over again for years now. And his jokes are not jokes. Nobody takes them as jokes. They are trial balloons. They are very intentionally designed to soften the response and then to normalize his unconstitutional and anti-democratic goals.
This poor man has stage 4 terminal Trump derangement syndrome. This kind of nonsense you would usually only expect coming from the twits on TikTok. You would assume that a member of Congress would actually know better, but no. Not only is he worried about it, he's introducing a resolution and wasting Congress's time in order to stop him. Which reminds me of this classic Carpe Donctum meme, which I'm sure scared Mr. Goldman and many others in the media. Remember when they freaked out about this? Oh my God, he just posted a meme saying that he's going to be the president forever. Stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video, but real quick, Trump Claus is coming back to town in the form of a custom special order knit sweater. Trump Claus, the sweatshirt, and the t-shirt are also back in my online store at markdice.com. Those are printed designs like all other shirts, but these are special. These have Trump Claus knit right into the yarn. The yarn is different colors, and it's literally woven right into the sweater itself. These are special custom order. You got to order them soon in order to be able to get them in time for Christmas. So head on over to markdice.com, click the link in the description below, and check them out. And now some Democrats are openly talking about creating a shadow cabinet that they think is going to be the real government running our country. We've all heard about the shadow government and the EEP Day 8 stay, which you're not supposed to talk about, another conspiracy fact. But this North Carolina Democrat is just openly talking about their plans now.
If Trump attempts to weaponize the justice system against his political opponents with Matt Gaetz at the helm, we could see incoming Senator Adam Schiff as our shadow attorney general, arguing against replacing our independent prosecutors with Trump loyalists. If Trump seeks to eliminate the Department of Education, Congresswoman Johanna Hayes, a former Teacher of the Year, could step up as shadow education secretary to loudly defend public education in the United States.
He even had his staff put together this poster that he brought there to the floor of the House. The Department of Education should be shut down and school curriculums should be determined by the local schools themselves, the community, not the federal government or state governments. Because just last year, Governor Gavin Newsom in California sued a school for $1.5 million because they refused to use a state mandated history book because in that book, there was a section that glorified Harvey Milk. You don't know who he is or his Jeffrey Epstein type of behavior. I don't even want to get into it now. But believe it or not, a school district in Southern California refused to indoctrinate their children with such idiocy, such degeneracy, and so they were fined.
If Trump orders Marco Rubio to hand Ukraine and much of Eastern Europe to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Congressman Greg Meeks, as Shadow Secretary of State, to be a strong voice in support of maintaining international relationships and protecting democracy at home and abroad.
So he just goes on and on. So they're already formulating their plan. Meanwhile, Jen Psaki, circle back Psaki, is attempting to appear like a Joe Rogan podcaster wearing these ridiculous headphones and saying that there need to be new laws put in place because people have opinions that the Democrat Party doesn't approve of that they're posting on social media.
And no accountability for having disinformation spread, right?
Actually, Facebook has major fact checkers. They even blur out and fact check jokes. They blurred out and fact check memes like Martin Luther King wearing a Make America Great Again hat, claiming that that's fake news and deceptive. Even Twitter, X, has a pretty good fact-checking system called Community Notes.
And as you know well, and I mean, when I got started in Democratic politics,
there was only mainstream media, and social media was still a novelty, although people like me and others were pioneering this technology in order to use it as a tool in order to get out the truth and combat the mainstream media. But the Democrats didn't figure that out until after Donald Trump won in 2016.
You know, most of it was like local TV ads. That was what it was about. Obviously, national TV, local print. Those local TV is held to a higher standard of accountability than social media platforms in terms of having accurate information on their platforms.
Having opinions that the Democrat Party agrees with.
That is crazy.
It's crazy. People have opinions different than them.
And so it is. How does it change? How is it? How are people held to account? Laws have to change.
Laws have to change, just like over in the UK, where people routinely get arrested for making mild political comments on social media about, let's say, things like the migrant invasion over there. While the meltdowns over Donald Trump's total victory on election night are starting to sink in, his cabinet nominations are causing a whole new wave of idiocy, especially since he nominated Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head up the Department of Health and Human Services. And this is a meme, but many memes are actually true. The Department of Health in 2021, that's Rachel Levine, and the Department of Health next year. That is, if he gets approved by the Senate. We only have a very slim majority, and there's still a lot of swamp creatures in there, so I'm not so sure that this is going to actually go through. But there's nothing that they can do to stop President Trump's pick for the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. A lot of people were expecting him to pick Kayleigh McEnany to bring her back. She was absolutely fantastic, as we all know. But I think Caroline Leavitt is going to give her a run for her money.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has
I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues.
Ma'am, we're going to end this interview if you continue to mention uncomfortable facts about this network.
I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay.
Now,
we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome.
But only if you're just going to sit there and let CNN throw accusation after accusation about Donald Trump at you and then cut you off mid-sentence when you're responding to the first one to just pile on three more. This woman is only 27 years old, and 2 years ago, she ran for Congress in New Hampshire and was the second member of Generation Z ever to actually win a primary. She unfortunately lost to a Democrat, but now she's back as Donald Trump's press secretary. And we all love Kayleigh McEnany for many reasons, but I think Caroline Leavitt is going to do just fine.
You want to talk about violence against political opponents? Let's talk about the fact that Democrats have been labeling President Trump a threat to democracy for the better half of 10 years. Let's talk about how they have compared him to Hitler, one of the worst mass murderers in the history of the world, and that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden weaponized the court system and the justice system in this country against Donald Trump in an attempt to imprison him. He sat through a courthouse for 7 weeks this past year, and the Democrats were hoping he would go to jail for it. That is real political violence that has led to two heinous assassination attempts on President Trump's life that, by the grace of God, he was able to escape, and he is here with us today. So yes, President Trump knows a little bit about political violence because he's experienced it himself.
And with Thanksgiving and Christmas just around the corner, many Democrats are getting quite concerned about having an intervention at the dinner table about their Trump derangement syndrome.
The thing that I'm grappling with is that someone was elected who ran a campaign that was openly hostile openly racist, xenophobic, misogynistic, transphobic.
How was it racist if you got more Black and Latino voters this time around? How was it misogynistic if you got more women voters this time around, too?
And yet now, the election's over. Folks accept the results. But now how do we move forward when we know there are people in, you know, have people in their families who voted for him? They work with people who voted for him. They live next to people who voted for him. How should we deal with those neighbors, coworkers, family members?
Well, first of all, we have to remain passionate about protecting these most vulnerable people. You're absolutely right. If this new president does half of what he says,
then America is truly going to be great.
There will be so many of them in danger. I think the way to move forward in a family or in the whole culture is this. Every religion in the world has some version of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Love your neighbor, even love your enemies. Those of us Christians have. And here's the trick. Loving has little to do with liking. You don't have to like someone to treat them like the child of God they are. You can argue with them, you can fight with them over all kinds of things, but you can't not treat them as a person of worth and respect that God created them to be.
Dr. Jack.
This poor clown is flabbergasted. He probably thought he was a Jehovah's Witness. He was going to say that you must cut off all contact with family members who voted for him and shun them forever. They're going to hell. Jehovah's Witnesses don't vote, by the way. And when somebody wakes up and finally leaves the cult, then their family members, if they're still in it, then completely cut off all contact because that person is evil now. And then there's this Democrat loser who lost a Senate race in Ohio, Rick Taylor, who says, my aunt called about Thanksgiving plans. During the conversation, she mentioned she voted for Trump. I told her my home is not open to traitors and I would not go to theirs. I have no space in my life for those who could care less about the United States. She's upset. F-A-F-O, that means F around and find out. Saying that about his old family member. You would think that this is a parody account, but this guy actually is a Democrat, wannabe politician, and ran for Senate. But if you want to make Christmas dinner extra exciting this year, I think it's too late to order these and get them in time for Thanksgiving, but you can get Trump Claws by Christmas. The new Trump Claws sweater, the classic Trump Claws sweatshirt and t-shirt are back in markdice.com, but also the new special order custom Trump Claws sweater, which has Trump Claws woven into the yarn. So you got to order these as soon as possible to make sure you can get them in time for Christmas. They're available in red, green, and black, or the classic Trump Claws sweatshirt, which using rush shipping, you may actually be able to get it in time. I'm not making any promises, but you'll have to check in the shopping cart. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.